10, Pearls of Wisdom. Creative activities such as knitting, crocheting and sewing have huge benefits for our well-being. The Little School of Needlecraft at North Creek is a meeting place for makers, and now they're holding workshops aimed at encouraging more men to give crafting a go.
Yolanda Rocklin grew up in a creative household and could knit and crochet by the time she was 6. My mum was a fashion designer and was always sewing, always making things, she says. We were taught how to sew on buttons, hemming, and how to make little things. Crafting is a lifelong love for her, and she has other talented Norfolk makers pass on their passion at the Little School of Needlecraft in North Creek. It grew organically out of her 30-year career as a homeopath. Yolanda would hold group meetings for women around her kitchen table. Over time, the participants started to bring along their knitting and crochet projects, and they would work on them whilst chatting and listening. We realised how good it was for everyone to talk about their mental health in a safe environment whilst doing something that is really rhythmic and repetitive and very calming, says Yolanda. So I looked into that and mindfulness more, and I started to put a little programme together for people who are suffering from anxiety. I've worked with a couple of veterans as well. The rhythmic and repetitive movements have been equated to meditation because of their ability to calm and still the mind. Also, studies have shown that stress and anxiety and feelings of depression are reduced by serotonin release, and that occurs during that sort of repetitive activity as well. So making time for making is a really good form of self-care and looking after yourself, she says. You can put your knitting or your crochet in your bag, and wherever you are, you can spend 10 minutes knitting or crocheting. On the bus, on the way to work, it's relaxing, it's meditative, and it's good for your health. It calms you down. The Little School of Needlecraft offers courses and workshops in crochet and knitting, hand and machine embroidery, textile art, hand dyeing and botanical printing, and visible mending, repurposing and upcycling. Classes are held in a gorgeous space which was formerly Yolanda's artist husband's studio and out in the garden during the summer. Yolanda is really keen for men to get involved in crafting. She is Dutch and says when she is back home she sees a lot of men knitting, crocheting, sewing. To encourage them, the Little School of Needlecraft is now running workshops especially tailored with men in mind. We're starting with making an apron out of oilskin, and we're going to do some leather work. We'll have a session where we learn how to sew on buttons and repair zips and hem clothing, says Yolanda. I'm going to be leading the sessions along with Jackie Boddy, who will be doing the machine sewing classes, learning to cut patterns, working with all kinds of materials and making shirts, trousers and shorts. I'm going to be working more with invisible mending and darning. We'll also be doing indigo dyeing and sashiko stitching, which is a Japanese technique for reinforcing and repurposing clothes. And we'll be teaching crochet and knitting, projects like throws and blankets and vests, and sock knitting, which is quite a lot of fun. As Yolanda points out, there is a tradition of fashion houses being headed up by men. Dior and Chanel were all headed by men at some point. They were tailors. They beaded and embroidered and designed. So it's not something new. It's just that now we see it as a woman's thing rather than a man's thing. I follow quite a lot of crochet and knitting designers who are male on social media, she says. And when it comes to crafting, men have some extremely A-list role models to look up to. George Clooney, Ronnie Wood, Paul Rudd, Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling are reportedly members of the Knitterati and enjoy working with yarn. Recently, an exhibition of retired diver Tom Daley's knitted and crocheted designs went on show in Japan. And Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is a fan of sewing. Something else that Yolanda is keen to promote is the message to make, do and mend rather than chasing the latest trends. One of the Little School of Needlecraft's mottos is stitch it, don't ditch it. As people become aware of the hidden costs of fast fashion, from the working conditions of the people employed in textile factories to the environmental impact of the production process and the garments which are thrown away and sent to landfill, many of us are trying to consume more sustainably and mindfully. The issue was recently back in the spotlight thanks to the Netflix documentary Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy, which lifted the lid on the tricks brands use to keep people consuming. It included shocking footage of the impact textile waste exported from countries including the UK is having on the coastline of Ghana. And one of the ways in which we can play our part is by taking inspiration from previous generations and making the most of what we already have. We're very, very hot here on reusing and repurposing because there's such a surplus of clothing that goes to landfill every year. Tons and tons of it, says Yolanda. The sea of fabric is unbelievable. Synthetic fabrics don't break down for decades, and this is what we will leave for our children. Fashion brands produce new products every single day and they push people to buy more and more. But with a bit of crafty know-how, you can break the cycle, save yourself money, create a wardrobe which is unique to you, and help the environment. If you know how to care for and repair your garments, they will be kept out of landfill for longer. If it's small, we make it bigger. If it needs fixing, we'll mend it, says Yolanda. For example, if you have a woolly jumper that's been eaten by moths, we can teach you how to get rid of the larvae by freezing it, and then to wash the garment and make it beautiful again with embroidery, with weaving and darning, says Yolanda. They can look spectacular just because you love them and look after them. We've had one lady here who's brought in all her husband's jumpers and mended them beautifully, and he's just so proud of wearing them. We had one lady whose mother-in-law passed away, who was a real fashionista, and all her beautiful garments were shared between the family. She brought a couple of bits in that were damaged. She fixed them and made a really lovely commemoration. Speaking with Yolanda is really inspiring. Her passion for what she gets and does shines through. And after our conversation, all I want to do is find some wool and get knitting. It's lovely to pass on enthusiasm of being able to be creative and having the confidence to be creative and doing something for the planet at the same time, says Yolanda. To find out about courses at the Little School of Needlecraft, visit thelittleschoolofneedlecraft.co.uk and follow them on social media at the Little School of Needlecraft.